CCOI Girl Goalie Tryouts this Thursday at the Dr. Pepper Star Center in Frisco during the Hard Line. Drink beer, buy tickets to the game, laugh at the ticket guys on ice from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:13 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. And we're going to have the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola coming up here in just a little bit, I think. First of all, let us remind everybody, though, that tomorrow the presentation will emanate live from the Dallas Boat Show.
Yes.
Which will be at Market Hall. And we're going to be there from 3 until 7. So if you're planning a trip to the boat show anyway, drop by, walk by, give the little ticket a whistle or some such. And if you're not, then why not? Come on out there and see us. Come on out there and hang out with us at the old boat show tomorrow. I had something I was going to get into here, but I can't think of what it is, so heck with it.
Bob Nine?
No.
Oops.
No.
Pete Rose Hall of Fame?
No, not Pete Rose Hall of Fame. Something
Emmett
Kevin
Berry?
Just said. Kevin just had it on the ticker. What? Rick Berry?
Emmett Berry.
Emmett Berry? Oh, we could have got into that.
I heard that this weekend on Channel 11. Steve Dennis and Babe Laufenberg were getting into it.
Were they?
Yep. Yes, they were.
Slow news day over at Channel 11 or something?
It was Super Bowl day. They were just filling time. Or Super Bowl night or something.
Chip Brown? Hall of Famer, no?
Is that what you heard, Chip
maybe
Brown?
Maybe that's what it was.
To talk recruiting? Hey, what are you doing for recruiting tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, well, we got to gear up for tomorrow, don't we?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. When is National Signing Day?
Tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I can't wait.
We can't either.
We can ignore it for the 10th straight year. No, I think we did something the first year, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we had a big National Signing Day.
But then I think we ignored it.
I don't know. We might have done something the second year, too.
I'm interested in one thing and one thing only. I'm interested to see if that Adrian Peterson signs on the dotted line with OU.
A lot of rumors going around.
Yeah, and you know where a lot of them are coming out of? College Station. Have you seen what Coach Fran's doing down there?
No.
Some great things,
yeah.
Brother.
What?
I mean, right now, I mean, he's got verbal commitments from a lot of them. I mean, he's going to have a top 10 recruiting class in the nation.
They
from
should.
A 4-8 team. From a 4-8 team?
Look, you guys are the ones who don't pay any attention to recruiting. So just because it's a team and a coach you like, don't sit here and toot your horns because it means nothing for any other school but A&M, correct? Am
no,
I right?
I'm not
no,
saying
I
it know. Doesn't mean anything. I'm
yes,
just,
you do.
I'm
you no, both no. say it every no, year, no. unless it's a
hey,
team you like.
Everyone A&M
like
gets
A&M.
Is a guy that Oklahoma doesn't get.
I'm just saying that I want everybody to kind of dismiss this when Coach Fran went down there. Just to watch what he does.
I'll bet you.
And everybody got in their licks, and they laughed, and it was a big Aggie joke last year.
77-0, and oh, man,
boy, that was
look
real
at the
funny,
Aggies, boy.
But just wait. And now, all of a sudden, with a 4-8 pitiful team and record, he swooped down, and he's out-recruiting Texas.
Well, they backed the truck up.
You're damn right they
yes,
did.
Yes, they did. Just like everybody else does.
I'll bet you whatever you want that Adrian Peterson signs with OU, though.
He probably will, because they're probably paying him the most money. But don't count out them Aggies.
He'll be a
because
buck.
They have been known.
Place for A&M.
It'll be great then.
They have been. A&M has been known to swoop in and drop a bag of cash themselves.
All right. Okay. Save your hot recruiting talk for tomorrow.
Well, we're not going to talk about it tomorrow. I had to get it in today.
You don't want to have Bobby Burton and those guys on with us tomorrow?
Bobby Burton is the last guy in the world that I'd want to have on. I'd rather have on Sean Salisbury than
Bobby
Burton.
How about Max Simfinger? Is he still alive?
Max Simfighter.
I think Dunham Miller having Bobby Burton on, aren't they?
Oh, I'm sure they are. They do every year.
Yeah, they are. That's what
the
they're
The Musers suck balls.
Okay.
I'm just not interested
not
in having
drop
any of those.
Right now.
Should be a little bit more sensitive to things, buddy.
You know the story I like? I like the story 5 years later. Well, they take a draft class and look back at what they've done.
All right. So what do we have here?
Well, explain who's in town and what the deal is.
All right. The people who are in town, and we're very glad they are. It's always very nice to see them.
Why are you shaking your head no?
I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why are you putting the fake finger gun to your head?
When are they going to come through here, by the way?
And what's with the reverse peace sign with the tongue? I don't get that one either.
That is weird. Hopefully they don't come
don't
through here in the next 5
about.
Minutes.
I hope they do. Well, they are the Susquehanna Faults Graph Overlords. And remember, for all of your radio, cable, fine china, or maybe even, as we're finding out now, real estate needs, think Susquehanna Faults Graph first.
It's a good company.
That's right, and we're very, very excited and happy to be part of it. We're also very excited and happy when they come down here to take a look at their four-station Dallas cluster.
That's what they're called, clusters.
And they are here in town.
Is this a once-a-year thing?
They come more than once a year.
However often they want to come here.
Sometimes they show up and they don't tell you.
Right. They show up unannounced.
Sometimes they punch us up on the internet.
We always know when they're here because everyone down in sales and everybody in management puts
freaks
on a... Yeah, they freak out and they put on a new shine.
Right, and we're always told to clean up the area.
Right.
To clean off our desks and
which
stuff.
Somebody
go out there and look at mine.
Which somebody didn't get the memo. Look around here. I wish they'd... I hope they come in here and look at this pigsty we have to work in every day.
They always ask you to remove any offensive materials from your desk.
I always have to do that.
Me too.
I've got that sign out there. It says F. Bin Laden. I have to cover it up.
I had to deflate the doll. That was a beating.
Take down my beefcake calendar.
And then we get the language speech, which is serious, saying just tone it down for the week. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which we have.
Oh, yeah.
We've tried to.
Yeah, we're kicking,
I have.
Butt.
I know I have.
You have?
Yeah.
You know, you need to work on it a little bit.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
No.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you're great.
You can use a little schooling, too.
Kat went through a list of offensive things that happened on the show last week in the Super Bowl, and like 75% of it was me.
It was. All of it was
And I'm
Danny.
Supposed to be the guy in charge. Like, making sure things aren't bad.
I need to go back off with you.
So anyway, we can't.
My review.
We can't say a lot of things this week, and they're in meetings and stuff. They're in and out of their cars, and for sure, whatever car they get into, it's tuned into one of our four stations.
So we got a 25% chance.
Yes, the Bone, Cliff, no. The Wolf, or us.
I think it's more of a 33% chance, Greg.
I think it's more of an 80% chance
that they're listening to us.
Yes,
because we're the bell cow.
Well, why would you listen to any of those others?
They're fine stations, Mike.
Yeah, they
fine
are.
Stations.
Mike Reiner.
I support them.
So anyway, we thought that we would...
I think that's the first time I've ever called you Mike.
I like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can't go with
it. Coming from you.
It doesn't feel right.
We thought that we would explain to you in song just how much on our good behavior that we are and that what we can and can't say this week. Fair enough?
All right. So what are we calling this?
This is called Song for York.
Oh, good. By the way, Ron, I'm distancing from this right now.
What about
you? You should embrace this.
No, I'm distancing.
This is another tune from the Davidson collection.
Yes.
This will be added.
The home office of Susquehanna Faults Graph, to let everybody know just where this newest addition to the Davidson song collection gets its title, is the home office of Susquehanna Faults Graph is York, Pennsylvania.
It's where they make Harley Davidsons. Did you know that?
Yes.
You know how they got the name Susquehanna, don't you?
It's a river?
It's a river. It runs through York.
And by the way,
like Shenandoah.
The Catman has previewed and heard the song and given it his stamp of approval and two thumbs up.
All right, so he's
responsible.
Right.
Okay, I embrace it now.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to Song for York.
Bosses are in town and all week long, so it's time for me to sing to you a little song about what we can say to you, the good P1. We won't talk about boots and how they sag. You won't hear me call Liz Taylor old douchebag, cause that might offend someone's daughter or someone's son. We won't discuss Janet Jackson or the streaker and never refer to the dingus as a wiener. We won't call our bosses names like geek or dork. We won't say phrases that'll make them faint, like choking the chicken or greasing the taint. And Gregor won't talk about the girls that he used to pork. We are the hardline and we are good. We're gonna spread our message to the neighborhood about peace and hope and love and understanding. We won't talk about our sister's stinky box or talk about her buddy named Big Harry Cox. It's our goal to appeal to all the families. We'll never say jugs, cans, or rack, or talk about aiming on the small of the back. Can you imagine what they would think if we said that? We'll just talk about sports with guys like Rusty and Hitch, and never play drops like get the clothes off, bitch. Or they might bitch and moan, the poor old cat. We won't talk about sex as recreation. We won't say spank instead of masturbation. We'll use our heads and our college education. We won't make fun of girls for being fat or thin, or ask a random girl if she jars her BM, cause that seems to be our new infatuation. Cause we are the hard line and we are good. We're gonna spread our message to the neighborhood about peace and hope and love and understanding. We won't talk about our sister, stinky box, or talk about our buddy named Big Harry Cox. It's our goal to appeal to all you families.
That's pretty funny. Song for York.
Hey, do you mean to get your final paycheck and bring it to you next week?
Hey, not us. It's Cat.
Yeah, that's he right. Approved it.
Cat approved it.
Stamped by Cat.
All right, well, we'll see if he stamps the ranch report with Mickey Spagnola. It's coming up next.